Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is someone the jerk for lying about the start time to their friend who's late to everything? Are you a jerk if you lie to your friends and make them come early? Here's what happened. Hi, Allie and DZ. I have a good friend who's always late to everything, and for years I just accepted it. I knew when we had plans, she's always going to be at least 15 minutes late. And it didn't bug me in our 20s, but now that we're in our 30s, I've got kids, a family, lots going on. I don't have time for her to be late to everything.
Gotta maintain a schedule.
I think her behavior is quite frankly annoying, rude, and she needs to grow up. So I tried something new. I started telling her a time 30 minutes early. We had a reservation for 6:30, so I told her 6. She got there at 6:15.
Ooh.
And then started blowing up my phone asking why I told her the wrong time because she rushed to get there. Seriously? I have no regrets. So am I the jerk for lying to my friend about the start time?
Dang, son. Ah, this one's hard for me. This one's hard for me because I am the friend.
Me too. This one comes from Michelle today, and I too am the late friend. But people have lives.
People do have lives.
And they do have things going on, and they go out of their way to be on time. And if you're late, it's rude.
And a lot of people respect their time as such, right? So I recognize that I'm the rude friend when I know I run late perpetually. CPT's a real thing. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Colombian people time. We'll call it Colombian people time. CPT.
Thank you.
It's aggressive and I try.
I'm late too all the time, so I'm not one to talk.
And my wife is a very timely individual, so It's like, it's not like she's not ready to go, trying to get out the house and irking me like, all right, come on, let's go. There is, for whatever reason, always something that hinders me from being on time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Don't know where it came from besides just explaining it as it being my Colombian people time.
Well, I got a little bit better about this as I got older, got diagnosed with ADHD, started preparing more. I'm still bad,
but
I'm better than I used to be. So who am I to talk? Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time, though?
I'm not ready to answer.
I'm going to say probably not. Probably not the jerk.
That's bogus.
You're holding her accountable. Finally, she's had you waiting. She's had you waiting how many times? And now you got her there on time and she's mad at you?
True.
Please.
And she was only, 15 minutes early?
Mm-hmm.
That's not early. You got there on time.
True. But you know what I could do in 15 minutes, though?
Yeah.
You want me to take the other side?
That's so much time.
In my mind, I could have gone to Target.
Thank
I could have ran by and grabbed one thing. I could have got an oil change and a car wash in that 15 minutes.
I needed gas. I got here on E because I thought I was late.
See what I mean?
We could argue both. I'm not ready to answer. I don't know.
1-414-533-1037. Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time? Because her friend got there early and then went nuts and said, "What did you lie to me for? I rushed to get here. Nobody's here."
She should hold her friend more accountable on the front end, not lie to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, be like, "Hey, we have at 6:30. If you're not there, we're starting dinner without
you.
Forget all that tell you earlier stuff. Like, I don't know.
So she's the jerk for the way she's going about it, honestly.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to you next. I can't wait to hear what people say.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Michelle wants to know if she's the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time because her friend's late to everything.
Mm.
And so they started telling her 30 minutes early. Her friend got there early and then threw a fit that she had rushed to get there and nobody was there.
I'm on time and ain't nobody here.
Amber's in Hartford this morning.
Is that not the worst to experience, like, as an individual that's always late when you're finally on time?
Yeah, pretty much. Amber, good morning. Oh, Amber is... Oh, no, she's around 7. Amber's there. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, girl. What do you think? Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time?
I think she is absolutely not the jerk. Oh. I think the friend is extremely narcissistic in thinking that, you know, her friend doesn't have something else to do with those 15 minutes that she was waiting on her to show up. So... it's just like you're not valuing my time that I'm waiting on you for things to start.
Yeah.
Especially if you have an event with like a firm start time.
Yeah, reservations.
Like, or our fantasy football draft, it starts, the room opens, and people aren't there, and then they complain when, you know, things get messed up.
So you don't get your picks. You know? You should have been here on time. I don't know what to tell you, big dog.
Right? Your auto draft now. Sorry.
Somebody texted in and said, jerk, jerk, jerk. Should have tried something new called communication.
Mm.
See, I also feel like this is gaslighting, though, if we call her a jerk, because we're saying instead of taking accountability for being late, you're then blaming them for you being on. Now it's their fault that you're on time.
Now it's your fault that you're on time. Congratulations.
It's kind of like now I'm spinning it around and blaming you for what you've been doing this whole time.
Ain't that just like somebody that's always late to spin it and be like, but I mean, come on.
It's gaslighting at its best.
It's a little gaslighting.
It's like, I'm the one to blame, but now I'm screaming at you because you actually held me accountable. Like, what the hell?
I'm mad because you finessed me into getting here on time. It's being finessed. That's what it is. You'd feel some type of way going, wow, am I really this person? This is self-reflection. I'm hearing what you guys are saying.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad at herself because she's always so late that her friend's got to tell her so early.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep, see? Okay. Well, Amber says not the jerk this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day. Bye.
Let's go to Heather in Shorewood this morning. Hey, Heather.
Morning, Heather.
Hey.
What do we think? Is Michelle the jerk for lying to her friend about the start time to get her there actually on time? She told her 30 minutes early, and then the friend freaked
not
out.
Not the jerk.
Ooh.
But I would take it further.
Mm.
Wait.
I would be late.
Wait.
I would tell her the start time and be late. Tell her earlier and then be late after the start time.
She
has to wait because you're going to waste my time. I'm going to waste yours. I'm a little bit petitious, though.
That's petitious. I was going to say.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You guys are saying not only is it not the jerk for lying to her about the start time, let's take it up a notch and screw her.
Right. Oh, you mad? Now I'm stuck in traffic.
Now you're going to do what I've done over and over, which is wait for you, and you're going to deal with it. Yeah?
Ooh, now you're going to be
fairness.
Big mad.
Start being on time.
Right.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm chronically late and I hate it. I'm so relieved when my friends do this to me. Do you want your Listen, I've said this for years, especially when I was really late to everything, and I mean late. I used to say, it's not that I don't know I'm late.
Yeah.
You have to understand, people that are late know they're late.
I know,
they're
right.
Not happy about it. They're not proud of it. In fact, I'm ashamed usually. In fact,
yes.
More anxious because I'm late. So
yes.
That might say to someone, well then Allie, why don't you prepare and come earlier? That would be the common sense thing, which is what I talk to my therapist about weekly. So mind your own business,
nah,
okay?
But
these are things.
That's what I do.
I get it. You have to prepare, and I had to work on it, and it's taken time,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But you can't just be like, whatever, screw
ooh,
everybody else's time.
No.
Which is what DZ and I like to do.
Yeah, not
the same.
Not with pride, though.
Not
with pride.
There's some shame there with being late all the time, I will
a
say
lot.
That.
I hate it.
Don't
but,
ask me why our brains are whacked out, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance, okay? Just tell me 30 minutes early. I'm still going to get there late.
I start getting early, like 3 hours early, so that I am ready to leave, so that I'm there early, and most of the time I get there on time.
Okay.
Because I'm also a chronically late person.
Heather took it three steps further.
Woo! I wait till the very last minute I need to get ready. That's my problem.
Yeah.
All right, Heather, thanks for calling. Not the jerk. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Lindsay is in Franksville. Last but not least this morning. Hey, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, so we've already had two not the jerks today, but do you think Michelle's a jerk for lying to her friend about the start time to get her there on time?
Did you bring your broom?
I did bring my broom. I'm going to go with not the jerk, but she overcorrected.
Overcorrected? What do you mean?
She knows she's 15 minutes late every time. So she was exactly 15 minutes late. So, you know, but then the friend also got a little piece of her own medicine of, hey, you know, you were still late, even though I told you an early time, and you had to wait for me. How do you like it?
How you like them apples?
Yeah.
I hear the overcorrect, though. If you know it's 15 minutes, make it 15 minutes. Then your friend will be on time.
Well, people say things like...
But you know your friend.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You know your friend's going to be late. It says flip it on her, not the jerk. Be late, too. Somebody else said, Michelle can be petty and just not be on time. Make the friend book a really expensive restaurant and then just be late.
Ooh.
Somebody else
but
said...
But sometimes you get those restaurants that are like, the whole party has to be here before we'll sit you down. Yeah,
true.
So.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I don't appreciate? Whoever, DZ, did you text us in?
What? Me?
I have a colleague who's always 15 to 20 minutes late for Monday morning meetings at work, and she walks in with Duncan every time. It's so frustrating with her coffee
and
in her hand.
And a Diet Coke in the other hand.
Wait. I mean, rude.
Wait, does Star 67 not work? Can you see my number? How do you know it's me? I mean, no, it's not me. Is that similar?
I'm telling you, DZ. Allison.
Yeah, Duncan coffee and McDonald's Diet Coke. Like, what? The show started 20 minutes ago? What do you mean?
Yo.
And then I would blame the people in the drive-thru, by the way, for why I was late.
It was the drive-thru. It was the people ahead of me. It's never me. What?
It was the traffic. I don't know. I can't help it as a drive-thru, but they weren't moving.
I got behind a guy going 20 into 35. It's his fault.
Allie said, I was in traffic, and I was looking for my chapstick, and then a whole lot of things happened, and then there was a Ford Maverick.
Duncan and Diet Coke.
No, hey, Lindsay brings the brooms. Yeah. It's a sweep, not the jerk.
All right, Lindsay, thanks for calling.
Have a good one, guys.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.